welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles cornerback Rock Carmichael. The Rock.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, boss, man.
You had the whole hair going a little while ago, and
yeah.
You trimmed it down. You're growing up, aren't you?
Yeah, trying to be a professional. Actually, it was my mom's birthday on the 11th, and I told her I cut it for her
Very
birthday.
Very nice. So that's you're a good son.
That was my gift.
You having fun now?
Yeah, definitely having a lot of fun, man. Love Philly.
It's hard to make it in the NFL, is it not?
Yes, sir. It's a long road. It's a process, man. Any position, any situation, it's a process that all the guys are going through.
You're a draft pick at the Houston with the Houston Texans. It didn't work out there, and it for somebody, you're all stars from the time you're 10 years old on up. Humbling experience for you?
Definitely. For myself, like you said, I was drafted in the fourth round, and coming in with Pro Bowl guys, a lot of first rounder guys, like big name guys that I grew up watching, you know, that I studied their techniques. I caught myself being okay with being patient and waiting on my turn. And in the NFL, man, that's kind of the wrong thing to do. You know, you gotta push those guys, which I did, but it just wasn't it wasn't my time. You know, it wasn't my time, so it didn't work out there. And now I'm here, loving it.
Is there how do you demonstrate more urgency? And is it just a mindset that you come into work every day? You're not going to let somebody dictate to you. I mean, how do you make that subtle change?
For me, it was going back to the basics. When I got there, I was, like I said, I'm watching all these other guys and trying to do the things that they do on the field, and which I really didn't feel comfortable with. But you feel like that's what the coaches want, because those, you know, were the guys who were high round picks and the guys who are getting those big checks. So as a young guy coming in, you're like, man, I got to, you know, do what he's doing. But as I went along, I started feeling like, man, I got to get back to Rock. You know, I got to get back to myself, going out there, competing, play in and play out. Man, if I'm right or if I'm wrong, I'm going to fight through it. And that's what I've kind of been doing, you know, since I've been here.
Rock, you had to start at Lambeau Field last week. It went well. You're in line here to get some more time on Sunday against the Redskins. They have a very explosive offense. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen from Washington.
From just watching the film, man, the last time, you know, we played the Skins, I was in Houston. So the last couple of days I've been watching that game. Their offense is definitely very explosive with the QB and their receivers. You know, they got a lot of nice size receivers, but they can throw some smaller guys in there to mix it up too and try to hit you deep, you know, a couple times. It's definitely going to be a challenge for us, especially for myself. Coming into, you know, going into Green Bay, we knew they would run the ball a lot, losing Aaron Rodgers. Their running backs were playing really well, and which going into the Redskins, running backs playing really well. The quarterback's starting to get healthy again, and the receivers, they're on pace right now. I think like a top five offense in the NFL. So it's going to be a challenge for us, man, and we're looking forward to it.
I wonder, young cornerbacks, they're kind of sitting out there with this big target, right? I mean, if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm going to go with the young guy. I'm not going to go against Kerry. Good thing for you. Exciting for you to know that?
Definitely, man. You want that. You know, that's what we play the game for. Each play, you know, when I start to get caught up in it, you know, it's third down. It's a big play. I start to tell myself, man, it's just football. And you want that competition. That's why, you know, we work so hard to make it to this level, to get that kind of competition. And watching the film last week, you know, I think, you know, my coverage was pretty well because he wanted to try me a couple times, but, you know, I was in the right position doing what I was coached up to do. So that helped out a lot, helped the defense out a lot, man. And coming into this week, we trying to do the same thing.
When Rock was a young man, a huge fan, still a young man, but very young, little peewee football player, loved Michael Vick. And I know that half the locker room loved Michael Vick.
Everybody.
And I know you wore number 7. And I know you'd met him when you were at Virginia Tech. But to walk into a locker room and be a teammate of the guy that you idolized as a, you know, and we're all football fans.
Right, right, right.
Got to be insanely cool.
It is, man. Watching Vic growing up, man, growing up in our area, I'm a Maryland, D.C. Yep. guy. You know, he's from Virginia, so it was close. And you felt like, man, I could do it. You know, it kind of gave a lot of kids hope watching him on commercials and, you know, making big plays. So if he went out and had 4 or 5 TDs, when my next week I want to go have 4 or 5 TDs. So the next year I changed my number to 7 and,
right.
You know, did things like that. And, getting to Virginia Tech and actually meeting them, it was cool. You know, that was a big point in my life. But coming here and talking to them every day just to kind of get, you know, some information from them, some experience, on and off the field experience that he can help you with, is great for young guys like
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, and to conduct yourself as a professional. We are here in a business.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
As you learn, there's no time to wait. You got to go out and get it.
You got to go get it, man.
So get it on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Against the Redskins. Rock Carmichael, my guest in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.